Our first reading today comes from the book of Acts in the 10th chapter. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
The Holy Gospel comes to us from Matthew in the 28th chapter today. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel this day, this glorious Easter Sunday. Amen.
Enjoy our children's message, The Runaway Bunny.
Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mom, "I am running away." "If you run away," said his mom, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," said the little bunny, "I will become a fish in a trout stream and I will swim away from you." "If you become a fish in a trout stream," said his mother, "I will become a fisherman and I will fish for you."
"If you become a fisherman," said the little bunny, "I will become a rock on the mountain high above you." "If you become a rock on the mountain high above me," said his mother, "I will be a mountain climber, and I will climb to where you are."
"If you become a mountain climber," said the little bunny, "I will become a crocus in a hidden garden." "If you become a crocus in a hidden garden," said his mother, "I will become a gardener, and I will find you."
"If you are a gardener and find me," said the little bunny, "I will be a bird and fly away from you." "If you become a bird and fly away from me," said his mother, "I will be a tree that you come home to."
"If you become a tree," said the little bunny, "I will become a little sailboat and I will sail away from you." "If you become a sailboat and sail away from me," said his mother, "I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go."
"If you become the wind and blow me," said the little bunny, "I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze." "If you go flying on a flying trapeze," said his mother, "I will be a tightrope walker and I will walk across the air to you."
If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air, said the bunny, I will become a little boy and run into a house. If you become a little boy and run into a house, said the mother bunny, I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you.
Shucks, said the bunny, I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Happy Easter and welcome today. In the past few weeks, we've heard the news conferences and the news unfold that for the first time in our nation's history, we won't be celebrating Easter. Now, of course, my Facebook feed, Instagram posts, Twitter feed, and email was filled with debates back and forth with demands that Easter, of course, is not canceled. The resurrection will be celebrated by individuals and families, and yes, even communities. Even if it's through the screen online, Easter is not canceled. Easter is still on. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. But I think it is important to take seriously the comment that came out in the news conference and the sentiment behind it. Because maybe that is what rattles around in our minds, in our homes, in our conversations, in our worshiping communities about our social distancing and staying safer at home as well. This different kind of feeling in our lives that we have been running into our homes and running around in our lives with masks on, protecting ourselves and others, that it doesn't really feel like Easter. That last comment, it doesn't feel like Easter, makes me think, what does Easter feel like? I don't know about you, but right now, I might feel like the runaway bunny. That's why I share the story with you today. It starts out, once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. Right now, I think I may, like many people, maybe you even, we've been inside about a month now, and we want to run away from the news, run away from having to wear masks, run away from washing our hands a billion times or having to search for toilet paper and hand sanitizer, run away from having to teach our kids or maybe even our grandkids, run away from being afraid we will be furloughed or laid off, run away to be outside and free to go wherever we want to go, run away to see our family and our friends. Run away from the fear that we may be next to get COVID-19 or a family member or a friend and that we may not make it. Run away from the worry, the fear, the stresses, the anxiety. So today in the Gospel of Matthew, Mary Magdalene, other Mary, went to see Jesus at the tomb. And I'm sure with worry, fear, anxiety, and stress in their hearts. Jesus had just been crucified, and I am sure they had run away from Golgotha with fear in their lives, not knowing what was going to happen next for them or the disciples. So they show up at the tomb, and a great earthquake shakes everything, just like our lives have been shaken. And the angel of the Lord appears, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. For many of us, we have had those earthquake moments in life where we realize that God is in our midst, or I pray that we recognize them. I'm always amazed at this particular gospel because the angel shows the power of God. The power of God by coming down from heaven and rolling back the stone, sitting on it and appearing like lightning and being the bright white light snow. That's quite a description. And it brought fear to the guards so much that they passed out like they are dead. Sometimes God needs our direct attention. And then the angel tells the women, do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus and he was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. I believe these are the words we need to hear, especially in our society today, when we feel like we are running away to protect ourselves or running to protect others, those who are in those essential jobs. We need to hear these protective words, the loving words of God. Come and see. Set aside your fear. Go and tell others that Jesus is alive, right where you are, coming after you like the mother in our runaway bunny story today. I will run after you, for you are my little bunny. God always promises to be with us. In whatever situation we find ourselves in, Jesus even meets the women on the road and greets them while they are going quickly to the other disciples to go tell them the story. This is an incredible Easter mandate, not only for Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, but for all of us, that we are given a glimpse of the Easter tomb, an unmistakable encounter with our risen Lord. See, do not be afraid. Go quickly and tell the disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. And he even is with you right where you are. Right where you are now, this is my message for you, a message of hope. Hope was what Mary and Mary Magdalene were holding on to in their hearts. Not a demand to fix the problem, but hope that God would fulfill God's promise and to be faithful to restore life in a world filled with death and destruction, and for us even in this disaster of the pandemic. So today, go quickly and tell this message of hope. And hope is what we share at the end of our worship at LCR. Go in peace. Today I wear my shirt, peeps be with you. Share the resurrection of Jesus. See the tomb is empty. Rejoice and Jesus lives. Do not be afraid. Come and see and know that God's promises can and have come to fruition. They continue today, tomorrow, and through this pandemic and beyond. May we be wrapped in God's love and in God's hope in Jesus. Just like the mother bunny who promises to catch her son in her arms with a big virtual hug, may we not be afraid and say, shucks, I might as well stay where I am, safer at home for now, and be your little bunny. Be your child of God, blessed, loved, and filled with great joy. Joy and hope in our hearts. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.